Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Kozlowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. But same applies to any professionals who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast.
Hey there, welcome back to Light the Fight. This is the DMs. I'm surprised how many times people say to me, what is a DM? So I think we just need to pause for a moment.
I'm surprised you didn't comment on my weird fighting noises I just made, like from Street Fighter. You said Light the Fight, and I was like,
Well, I don't play Street Fighter, so I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Okay, you may proceed.
Maybe I'll let you teach me what that is in just a second.
I think I just had an epiphany. I don't think anyone's laughing at my jokes when I make them now. No, I just realized that. I'm like, how many people out there really got you get Street Fighter? Like, I apologize to our listeners for cracking jokes. That if you understand that joke, then you missed classes in college like me to play video games, and that wasn't healthy.
Just tell me this. Is it one of the video games that was like on a home video game thing, or did you have to go to like an arcade? It was like a stand-up one.
Both. It started in the arcade, and then once technology came around, Street Fighter. Street Fighter is a pretty legendary game throughout the years. And moving on.
Okay, I think this is going to come up in this topic because, okay, so first of all, those of you who don't know what a DM is, and there's some confusion about this sometimes, and so if you do, forgive me for just a second, but DM stands for direct message, which is a way that you can communicate on social media, is sending somebody a direct message through maybe through Facebook or through Twitter or through Instagram or whatever. It's just a quick and easy, down and dirty way that you can send a message to somebody without having to get their number or their email address or whatever. So this is when you, the listener, get the opportunity to send your question into David and hold on.
They're sending into both of us. Okay, time out. It's going to be November. So we're going to make a new thing for Heidi. It's appreciation of what you've learned and how far you've come. And so this is going to be a month of detox of devaluing yourself. So in the month of November, Heidi is not allowed to devalue herself.
This is really hard.
Okay, for the first week of the month of November, let's start realistic expectations here. No, let's do a full month where you're not allowed to devalue yourself, at least on the podcast. So they're going to send their messages into us.
Team.
We are going to answer the questions. Team meaning me and you. The producer's not answering questions, so it's me and you.
Okay. Okay, got it.
And the things you say count.
Okay.
As ridiculous as they may be. wasn't the best way to motivate you. Okay, back up. Your things count, and they're not always ridiculous.
All right.
That makes sense.
Okay.
And I think we're going to start with that. So no shame, instead of no shave, no shame November for Heidi Sweat.
Okay, I like it.
No shame November. Hashtag no shame November.
Okay, I like it. This is big. I'm gonna try really hard. It's hard. Okay, sorry. Anyway, here you get the opportunity to send us, Team Light the Fight, your question, whatever may be keeping you up at night, or you might even be talking about it amongst your friends as you're going on walks, on your carpools to yoga, whatever your questions are, you get to send them into us and we weigh in on them. And so this particular question has come in a myriad of different forms. And
we had to take like 20 questions and smash them all into one, yeah, because this was a common one.
A common question. And it is something that we talk a lot about. And so here's the basic gist of the question. Fundamentally, David says something often, which is, if you want to have influence on your teen, you have to let them have influence on you first, which fundamentally means that you have to create a space of influencing happening in between you and your child. So the question here is, how do you let that happen? How do you let your child influence you so that you can come and be an influence on them? So how do you start? How do you go first? Which is a fundamental truth at Light the Fight podcast is go first. So how do you allow your child to influence you? That's the question.
Well, that's such a good question. I'm going to confer to my colleague, Heidi, since it's No Shame November. And I'm going to have her weigh in on some of her thoughts because, well, I mean, in reality, you've had to work on this. And this is something that you've made a lot of efforts. This is something you've tried. Sometimes you failed. Sometimes you've connected with your kids, allowed them to influence you. Heidi is a lot better at posing the questions, dropping them, walking away, and then analyzing whether my answer makes sense or not.
I like that better.
Yep. Safer, yes.
And then I like to just, you know, add my 2 cents.
Definitely safer, but you doing this podcast doesn't really scream safety. So, and comfort. So in seriousness, I want you to think about the question or the multitude of questions that we kind of brought. We kind of had to whittle it down to that's the core of a lot of people that had a similar question. What do you think are some of the things that you found that's worked for you to be able to allow your kids to influence you first? Because what you're saying, I talk about it, but I didn't make it up. It's just a universal law. I've said this before in previous podcasts, but I heard this, trying to remember what doctor I heard this from, one of the psychologists, whatever I follow throughout the years. And he said, the definition of power is the ability to influence another human being. And the only long lasting influence, by the way, there's lots of influences, intimidation, blackmail, celebrity status, good looks, you know, all these things to try to get people to do what you want to do. But the only long lasting one where people actually want to follow you and they want to be influenced by you is you got to make their thoughts, feelings, and opinions of it the highest priority and concern to you first and allow those things to weigh on you and have influence on you. Then by this magic of the universe, once you've let that person know for a good space and time that you're all in on trying to understand where they're coming from, you're trying to connect with them, trying to find common ground, trying to relate to their experiences, then when it's your turn to talk and when it's your turn to share some of the things that you think they should do or is important for you to see happen, they just kind of got to listen a little bit better. It's just something about it. The example I always use is if someone pays for your lunch, that's a friend of yours that because you forgot your lunch or you forgot your wallet, the next day you go to lunch, what do you do? You say, hey, let me get lunch today because you bought mine the other day. You know you owe it to that person. And even though it may not be the same lunch place, maybe yours is more expensive that you have to pay for them, you just kind of know this is the rules of the game. You know, like in dating, there's the guy code and there's the girl code. Like, okay, if I date someone, you don't try to hook up or date that guy right during, while I'm dating them or right after I'm dating them, or preferably never. Right. And we just have these unspoken rules. And I think that really is an unspoken rule between most human beings. Now, it's not always followed. Sometimes a friend goes, oh, well, I'm really broke. Sorry. But the majority of the time, we want to repay the person for giving us our need first. And that's what this is. It's allowing someone to go first to influence you. And then once they have felt confident that their influence is significant on you and it's you're considering it, you may not agree in everything. Then when it's your turn, it's just so much easier. It falls so much softer. Whatever you got to say to them, even if it's something they don't agree with and something they don't like, these are how healthy debates happen. And I think our world, our society, definitely our families, I can speak more to that. Our families are in need of more healthy debates, but healthy debates can't happen if there's not a trusted relationship that the person that's trying to influence you is just trying to share where they're coming from. They're not trying to change you as a person.
Yeah, so, I agree. So you
did just, I buy you enough time to think of an answer? Because that's what I was really trying to do.
Well, I will say the word that came to my mind is Listen.
I thought you were going to say ask Jeeves.
Is what?
Ask Jeeves. You know what ask Jeeves is?
No.
Ask Siri later.
Okay.
Or ask Siri. Basically, it's just like, you know, you have questions. It's just a site where you ask random questions. Wait, was that an inappropriate thing I just said?
Ask Jeeves.
I only used it one time a long time ago. Someone says, ask Jeeves, and they pull up on Google. I may be speaking out of turn. Hopefully it's not something here. Producer, Google that, because we may have to cut this out of the episode. I don't think it's technically, it's kind of like some of those places where it can be used for bad things, but hopefully, let me see what our producer says here.
Ask Jeeves is now ask Jeeves, or is now ask.com, which is a common
name. Ask.com. Okay, we're safe. It's just asking questions. Okay.
So you said the word healthy debate, and what kind of came to my mind is listening. And I think I would take it one step further. And I'm going to go back, and hopefully you guys will know what I'm talking about. But there was this movie, I don't know how many years ago, plus 10 years ago, called Failure to Launch with Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. And in this movie...
And his dad was Fran Tarkenton, the famous NFL football coach.
Right.
Yep. Or famous NFL...
And the lady from like...
Yeah, quarterback.
Wait,
was it Fran Tarkenton or the other blonde? It was the Steelers quarterback.
Terry Bradshaw, that was it.
He was the dad, yeah.
What's happening in this show, as unrealistic as it is that Matthew McConaughey cannot launch from out of his parents' house, his parents hire a girl to actually date him and get him to fall in love with her and ideally launch out of the house. And then I guess she, in theory, would break up them or something like that. So this is her business, is that she goes and dates awkward guys.
Imagine if that was real. How cold-hearted that would be. Have some beautiful woman that's playing this role, and she's the perfect girl. Anyways,
so
go ahead.
So she's sitting down. The parents are interviewing her, and she's telling them the basic steps of how to get her kid to launch. And she's telling them that the first step in gaining the kids, the boy's trust, is that she lets him teach her something. And
I already feel this is a clip for our next parenting seminar coming.
So in this case, there was multiple things that she was letting this guy teach her in order to gain trust.
And guys love that too. When they're an expert on something, they get to impress girls. Come on. That's innate in our biology as men.
Right?
Men's like, oh, let me show you how to do this. I'm pretty amazing. Well, I could have went pro.
Right. And so like he takes her paintballing. He takes her sailing. He takes her rock climbing.
And he just thinks she's the coolest chick in the
world.
Oh
yeah, because she just wants to.
He gets to show off.
She just wants to do all these things. And
he's a hero in everything.
Yes. Oh. And so there's a real lesson here for parents. Parents, I think we're always naturally the ones that are teaching our kids. We're teaching them how to clean the bathroom. Isn't that fun? We're teaching them how they need to sweep right. We're teaching them how to load the dishwasher right, how to fold their clothes. We're teaching them all the time, and we're expecting them to learn.
Why'd you have to pick out all the things I don't do? In your example, was that personal?
That was, you know, I got a little note from your wife.
Anyways, no. Onward. Onward.
No, what I'm saying is that we are expecting our kids to learn and then do it that way. So it makes sense that in order to, like, if we want to gain our kids' trust, to let them teach us something. And frankly, parents, we have to admit that there's a lot of things about their lives we don't know, we don't understand. I think that this, and I actually brought this up when I went and spoke to a middle school recently, and I said to these kids, offer to teach your, if you want to connect to your parents, offer to teach them something. Your parents are surely struggling on their phone with something. There's an app they don't get. There's an acronym they don't understand. There's a feature that they are completely lost on. Teach them. Give them that opportunity to learn. I encourage them to even teach their parents what it feels like to be in high school or to be in middle school right now. What does it feel like to walk in the hall? Explain that to them because they don't get it. They don't know. They might think that they know, but they don't know. So here's my, you know, if you wanted my recommendation, my kids like to teach me dance moves. If you follow me on Instagram.
Watch me whip. Watch me nay nay.
Well, now it's watch the Kiki me whip. Dance. It's the Kiki dance. Do you know the Kiki dance?
Well, of course, but that's not even like, that's a little, that's getting
so
old now.
So this is
now,
what we
yeah.
need is we need to get yeah. David doing the Kiki dance.
Yeah,
so,
see, I talk to teens all the time every day. I'm up to date. I'm on point. Usually,
really,
there's a couple things that slide
impressive.
By.
It's impressive. So ask your kids to teach you. Apparently the Kiki dance is old
fun
now,
dance move.
Frankly.
Yeah, it is.
But I just learned it. So, you know, there's always those little things that are cropping up on social media that you could let them teach. Let them teach you how to play a video game and then let them kick your butt at it.
Or you may not have to let them. Then you just do it.
You know, let them teach you how to braid. Let them teach you how to make slime.
And it doesn't matter if you already know how to do this or not. Play dumb, play naive, and allow them to show you.
You know, my kids love, what for whatever reason, my kids love to lay in my bed. They like to lay in my spot in my bed, which is actually really annoying because I really like kind of my spot for. Anyway, they love to lay in my bed and show me memes and viral videos. It is their favorite thing. And I don't have the same sense of humor in memes and viral videos as them. And they don't think any of the memes that I think are funny about laundry and yoga pants, they don't just don't think that we just don't have the same sense of humor. And so I end up learning a lot when they show me the videos and memes that they think are funny. And then I try to laugh. Or I say, that is wildly inappropriate. Get that off your phone and you're blocked. Give me your phone. No. Anyway, that's what I think has helped me a lot in connecting with my kids.
You know, in past podcasts, we've touched upon this subject in different ways. You know, we've talked about things like the less you know, the more they can learn. And it's just illustrating the same point where, like Heidi was just saying, that first of all, people have to learn to be the master of their own mess. And they need confidence. They need courage to try different outside the box things to figure out problems. We can't just keep on using the same solution, like cut and paste for every single problem. You can't just think happy thoughts every time you have a bad day. You know, there's no like silver bullet where you can just like, oh, if I just do this, it's a blanket solution for everything. And so when we're giving our kids the opportunity to show us something, what we're doing is we're actually allowing them to practice for the game. Some people have heard things like, you always want the practices to be harder than the game. Meaning practices, if done right, should be very challenging, should put yourself in a very uncomfortable, very precarious positions that aren't easy for you to handle and deal with in preparation for the stress that comes with solving problems in real life. So for example, football practice, they make it really hard because the game's going to be really hard. So you try to make it to equal that, or maybe if you can, make it even harder. So with your kids, giving them the opportunity to teach you something or to be a master of something, we're changing the power pendulum from they know us as master and they are servant. Now they're the master and we're serving them, but not serving them in the same manner of like we're doing everything they want us to do. We're serving their attention. We're giving them the spotlight. We're giving them a chance to feel like what it is to be a person in power, a person that has influence, and a person that has meaningful knowledge and information. You can do this with little kids at a very young age. My daughter's really like, Dad, okay, you don't know this, but like, hey, let me teach you this. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I didn't know that. Like, she was actually very correct. Sometimes I do know exactly what she's talking about. I've had this weird feeling to like, oh, Slan, well, I know how to do that. Instead, I play dumb and I go, huh. I go, how'd you learn how to do that? Where'd you learn this? She's like, oh, I just know these things. Like, she'll have the bet. If you want to do this simply for just to hear some good comebacks from your kids, you'll get that. But what you're doing is you're giving them practice for the game. And what is a game? Life.
Well, Capri loves to watch life hack videos on YouTube. So I guess she'd watched a bunch of life hacks on packing. And she knew I had a trip coming up. So she came in and she's like, Mom,
threw everything in a sheet, wrapped it up, and somehow it was organized.
She like had all of these. She's like, this is going to be so great for you. And even though I didn't really take on any of the hacks, man, she really felt like she was bringing me some, you know, super valuable information. So I think that it is fun. Kids are really hungry for knowledge. They're seeking knowledge. If your kid has a phone, a smartphone, there's a good chance they're like researching stuff and checking stuff out, whether it's on YouTube or Pinterest.
They're curious.
Find out what they're learning. Ask them to teach you. And
ask them for help for things that you don't know as well. Maybe they don't know what you need, like what answers you need, but maybe they could find it a lot quicker and a lot easier. And even if you can find it, give them an opportunity to help you things. If you're asking your kids for help with things in a very specific way, like you're doing intentionally, when you're a parent, like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do this. I need my kids' help. And they come and help you. You're like, okay, thank you. They bailed me out. That's not a lesson you're teaching them. You just needed help. And they needed to give that help to you so you can move on. But if you're setting this up where you're constantly looking for ways that they could do things for you, even if you could do it, you're just giving them the opportunity to be a partner in you solving a problem. It gets them more comfortable with being a partner in problem solving. Now, when it's their turn where they have the problem and now you're their partner, they've already had more experience working with you to solve problems because you're asking them to help you with problems. Now, this is different than a problem like you're stressed and you want the house clean. We're not talking about chores. We're not talking about the typical things that are parent-child relationship things.
We're talking about trying to find a show on Netflix and getting it to airplay through the Apple TV and having problems searching because you can't work that stupid remote. Honestly.
This is, yeah.
These are problems. These are my problems.
These are huge problems. But no, I mean, it's anytime you can give your kids, I say it pretty often, everyone needs reps. If you want to get better at something, you need reps at it. So are we helping our kids get reps in knowing how disappointed we are in them? Or are we helping them also have opportunities where they get to figure out things that impress us that we couldn't do on our own? We are left blown away and they're walking away with extra confidence, feeling like they're the man or woman and they got a little swagger to them. The latter is the one that we always... Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't criticize your kids. You can't, you know, be hard on them when necessary. I'm saying try to find spots so that you're not the person that's only criticizing and you're not asking for them to be creative.
So once this happens, once you give them that chance to teach you, you know, then you can proceed to the next step on failure to launch, which I can't even remember what the next step is. But...
Well, it's a basic concept. We just naturally feel indebted to someone, like I said earlier, that helps us out.
And I like that.
When someone helps us out, we're like, okay, I owe them a solid. I owe them one. Well, if your kids feel like they're doing things for you and you owe them one, well, then maybe at a time where you normally would freak out because they're being a kid or a teenager, you can repay them back because they influenced you and now you want to return that favor. Meaning they actually helped you out with something. They took the time to share with you something and to partner up with you in something. Now you can return the favor next time because that really leaves you feeling like you want to repay them and you want to show them that you're thankful for their help and their support.
Well, and you're
that's the basis of a partnership 101.
You're never going to be on even playing ground with your kid.
Of course not.
Right?
Yeah, of course not.
But you can find common ground.
Well,
and
how many?
This is that common ground.
Yeah, how many partners are equal percentage owners of the company? A lot of times they're not. There's bits and pieces spread around. If it's a public company, lots of people own it. So having ownership is still better than just being
an employee.
If you think that you have a chance to have a seat at the table, a chance to have influence over the people who were your superiors, that's a happy, happy day when people are listening to what you have to say.
Yeah, for sure. So
wait, hold on a second. You answered the question and I just added some little extra glitter.
It was good glitter.
I put a little rhinestones, bedazzle a little bit. I'm old school. I like to go with the country flavor.
Well, thank you for giving me that opportunity to share my failure to launch lesson. I really don't believe that Matthew McConaughey needed that from Sarah Jessica Parker.
Well, but at that time, his career needed another chick flick because that's all he was doing for a really long time.
That's true.
You got to keep those checks coming
man. So we're going to...
Those Hollywood mansions don't pay for themselves.
I'm going to work on my No Shame November. I think that's a good tagline. I think we could all maybe take on
Well, men have No Shave November.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that would be a good thing for girls, No Shave November. Okay. I don't think that's a thing. Hopefully it's not. But men have No Shave November. Why can't women have No Shame November?
I think we could all have No Shame November.
Well, yeah. I mean, or yeah, exactly. All of us. I don't know why I said women.
Yeah. So, well, I will tell you that I know that this absolutely works. So give it a try. Look for ways that you can let your kids influence you and have fun with it. Because your family is, your home is a happier place when people are having fun. And when there is fun happening, there is more connection. Fun is more connected than mad, for sure.
Yeah. Fun and laughter creates a drug called dopamine. Anger and frustration does not create any happy drugs.
Just mad people. So give it a try. And as always, if you have a question for us, for Team Light the Fight, that I will also contribute my knowledge on, please send it to us. It can come to us in the DMs on Instagram, on Facebook. You could also send us, we have a form on our website, lightthefight.com. That's a great place where you can send it to us. And like I said, you can team up with friends, send in a group question, whatever is going on. We would love to hear from you. That feedback helps us help you. Help me help you. As another.
Or in a breakup scenario, it's not you, it's me.
That's right. That's right. So we do love hearing from you. So thanks again for reaching out, all of you who had that question. And keep them coming. So until next time, thanks for helping us to light the fight.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Jeeves.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.